Hello, my name is David, and this is going to be a new podcast I'm going to start called The 3D Printing Show. So we may have a few hiccups here and there as we start and learn how to create these podcasts. I guess I do have the option to do video podcasts, so that'll come in handy some point in time. But for right now, we'll just try just the regular voice podcasts. So for these podcasts, I guess kind of we'll obviously talk about 3D printing. We'll just talk about stuff that I've printed, currently printing, upgrades I'm making to the printers, stuff like that. And just anything else we can think of along the way. I guess start off with what printers I have. Currently, for my smaller printer, I'm running a Ender 3 V2. You can pick that up on Amazon. I think the price I got it for is still the current price it's on sale for, which is about $280. This is a great, I wouldn't say low end, but it's a great starter printer. Like I said, I wouldn't say low end because it prints out great quality. I really don't think I've had really any major issues with it. It's kind of a small bed. I'll have to look up here the bed size, but this one comes with the glass bed. I print with a 0.4 nozzle. The only upgrades I've done basically right out of the box was upgrade the springs for the bed. I attempted printing my Mandalorian armor on it with the original springs, and that was a complete disaster. So doing my own research led to, just upgrade the springs on any printer you purchase. Let's see. Amazon shows, $279.99 for the printer currently. I was really close. Let's see. Oh, and apparently they converted the bed size to inches. Normally, you go by I can't remember what they normally go by. It's not inches, for sure. Your printing size in inches is 8.66 by 8.66 by 9.84. So, your bed all the way around is 8.66, and you can go 9.84 inches tall. Let's see if I can find that in the other sizing. I think it's 220 by 220 by 300. I want to say that's what it's supposed to be. Don't hold me to that. I'm still trying to find that in here. But each printer, it's basically a build-it-yourself type thing. They come with an instruction manual, which isn't the best. I had to look a video on YouTube because the paper instructions were terrible. But I was able to put it together. Anyone can do it. Okay, sizing is 220 by 220 by 250 millimeters is what they have it at. Let me make sure, But, I mean, everything's there right out of the box. You kind of put it together yourself. Somewhat okay instructions. It's best to just YouTube it. But, I had no issues. I got it put together. Maybe just because I took my time and watched the video and listened to the guy explain and describe what each part does. Just to really get to know the printer, probably 30 minutes is what it took me to put it together. This one, you send your files over to a micro SD card and insert it into the printer, and it prints that way. Mine, I've heard each person's different. My micro SD card came with, I think, two files already on it. Basically give you some test prints. And I tried that right off the bat, and that already told me, okay, I need to make adjustments. And one main thing you have to learn is adjusting the bed. It's kind of like adjusting an old car that's, you know, carburetor, distributor, and all that. You adjust it like the distributor on a car if it was to have points. So you want your nozzle to the bed to be maybe paper thin. And when you pull that paper, you want slight drag. And you want that at all four corners. Drag the nozzle around as well as the center. I go over about three times to make sure after, you know, I feel it's there. We go around four times, three times, and then we'll let it rehome and start itself again. But after I did that, it printed just fine. The only things I've done to that printer currently is the new springs, which also came with new metal adjustment dials, which look amazing on it. They're a nice, shiny, chromed red. And then the extruder, which is the part that you first feed the filament, the stuff that you're printing with, through, and it has the drive gear on it that pushes that filament through the tubing. That comes plastic on it. I went ahead and made the upgrade to the, I believe it's aluminum, and it was a really nice upgrade. The spring isn't as, I don't know, it isn't as stiff, because it really doesn't need to be so stiff. I think I actually got that as a bundle on Amazon, all those pieces together, less than $20. So I really couldn't see that being a bad deal at all. So loved it. That's all I've really done to it. I have printed one kind of upgrade for it. Top corner, print out like a tool holder. Yes, this printer has a like a tool drawer, but this makes it easy to grab a tool and go. Found it on Thingiverse. Thingiverse is a great free site for just anything you can think of, any files that you would think of. Say like you want a pen holder. You can just search pen holder and like a bunch of them pop up and they're all free. But I found this, I just searched, I think Ender 3 upgrades or something like that along those lines. And this thing that slides right on top of the printer holds the snippers, all the Allen wrenches, holds your little SD card dongle, USB dongle on there. So I printed that. That's about it on upgrades for that. Oh, I did upgrade the hot end, which is the portion that warms up your filament to the nozzle. Mine got clogged, and I just felt like just go ahead and upgrading it. I could have probably unclogged it, but I mean, it was only $10-$15 for the hot end on Amazon that I got. I'm like, why not? It was Prime. It got here in like 2 days. The other printer I've got that's actually right beside it is my bigger one, and I'm going to look up the dimensions on it before I lie to you on that one. It is a Jeyo S8. Type that in to make sure that's right. Yes, Jeyo S8. Jayo, and then the letter S8. Now, this printer also, it's weird. It has a couple names. There's S8 Plus, which if I'm reading up on it correctly, it's the same printer that maybe upgraded a part or two that I'm going to upgrade on it, or give you one thing that I don't have, but it looks the same. It's made by Sunlu, Sunlu, is how it's spelt. They are actually the same company that I use for filament. There's a bunch of different filament brands. Everyone kind of has their liking to a specific one. I just found mine to be Sunlu or Jeyo. They're both the same company. I think they used to be different companies at one time, but one bought the other. But when you look up this printer on Amazon, it's labeled Sunlu 3D Printer S8 Plus. But definitely not what it was called when we got it. This one was actually a Christmas gift to me. What the original Christmas gift, because the car part did not fit, or it did fit on my car, but it was not working correctly. So instead of replacing it with the same one that we knew just wouldn't work, we just said, hey, let's get a bigger printer. That way I can print bigger prints on the same printer. Now, this printer bed is, or your printing volume, is 310 by 310 by 400 millimeter. Now, that is significantly bigger than the Ender 3 V2 that I've got. This printer has actually got a lot of stuff that my small one does not, which is showing that I want some upgrades for the small one. I just haven't used it as much. There is a feature on it that comes with it that detects if the filament has broke. So once it feeds through this little guide, it'll pause it and it won't print anymore until I refeed it and say it's good to go. The only downside is it's got a really big nozzle on the end. I mean, yes, it's still a 0.4, but the, I guess the threading portion, it's bigger. So it doesn't take the same nozzle as my other one, which this coming, in a few days, I'm going to order a new hot end for it to replace it. This one's now got a clog, but I figure I was going to upgrade something else, and I found that it hasn't gone up like everything else has at the moment, so we'll just go ahead and upgrade it. Upgrades on this, you can really use a lot of the Ender 3 stuff. So hot end, I'm just using one that's labeled under Ender 3. I'm upgrading the extruder. I pulled one from a printer that I was trying to build, because one of this one broke. It's plastic as well, so I swapped it to another plastic, but I'm just going to go ahead and buy a aluminum one. The springs are already upgraded on it because I robbed it from my other printer that I'm trying to build. It slowly gets pushed farther away. Other upgrades, I think that's really it. I did print out a mount. I believe I found the file for it on Thingiverse as well. Sounds about right. It is a mount for my. I want to. Yeah, the company is Blink. It is kind of a security camera. It's Amazon's company. Just like Ring is their company, but for some reason they wanted to make another company. You can get these little Blink cameras at like Walmart, Target, probably Best Buy, Bed Bath & Beyond. I've got I think they're just called Blink Minis, because there's multiple different ones. This one's a little square, kind of like a little GoPro Hero 4 session, or Hero 5. And it's a security camera, kind of. It has two-way speaker and microphone. And you can see them, but they can't see you. But I decided, that'd be a nice piece to like mount on the printer so I can view the print while I'm away. And lucky enough, I found a mount for it on Thingiverse. So downloaded that, slid it in, plugged it up to the back of my computer, and there we go. Other than that, that's really the only print I used. The tools I keep on my Ender 3 that's beside it. And just, I mean, it's the same as the Ender 3. I had to put it together. Didn't really have a video for it, I don't believe. It came with instructions that were kind of about the same, but this one at least had pictures that I could follow along, which made it a little bit easier. What else does this printer have that the little one does not? I think that's about it. It's a glass bed as well, I can say that. And you can swap these to like an adhesive bed or a magnetic bed if you wish. But I don't know, I feel like the glass printing on the glass bed has been really clean. So I'm just not gonna change. I'm just gonna keep doing the glass bed. I've printed a good amount, or I say a good amount. I haven't done many prints on this big one yet, but I've done a few. The few that I've done have been big prints. I've printed a couple Mandalorian helmets. One was it printed, but it was a fail, and that was an issue with software on my computer. I fixed that, reprinted it, and it was good to go. With one little issue that it shifted like a centimeter, so there's a hard line. That I believe the printer probably just got bumped and just didn't realize it. But I believe I can save that print. There was a couple other things I printed off that, and I can't remember what it was. Dang. Oh, chest piece for my Mando armor. That's stuff that I will be talking about in more podcasts, is the Mandalorian armor as I go. I've got really nice files that I've purchased, and I plan to build the armor and try to make it pass into the 501st Legion, which is a big deal. I've got a third printer, but it's the one that I've been robbing parts off of, that I've been trying to build. It is. So, I didn't buy this one either. My father used to clear out houses after they've been like foreclosed or moved out of, people left them. He found this there and gave it to me because he knew I already had one printer. It's missing a good amount. It has the framing, the bed, and the motors. And that's about it. So I've got a motherboard, circuit board, whatever, from a Ender 3 Pro. So I'm gonna plug up to it. I believe I've got the screen fort somewhere in my pile on my table. I need wiring for each motor, and then I'll need to print a case for all this, and then I'll need a fan still to keep the motherboard cool. After that, it may be. Oh, and then I need the new extruder because I robbed it, and then the springs, yeah. But other than that, it's pretty close, good to go. I don't know a whole lot about the. So it's a Ender, what's called the CR10s. It is, I believe, the exact same printing volume as my Jeyo or Sunlu S8. So that will be a lot of fun when I get that back up and going. I imagine once I get all the parts and get it pieced together, it's gonna take me a minute to get it programmed, get everything learned that the computer needs to learn, but we're slowly getting there. We're pulling farther away, but we're getting there. The next thing I would plan to talk about in coming videos is 3D scanning. I'm going to slowly learn how to do that. I just bought a Xbox 360 version 1. There's two versions, V1 and V2. From what I'm told, I think you have to have just the V1. Don't quote me on that. Before I've read, the V1 does better than the V2 at least. So I picked up one of those at one of my local game stores. It was about $30 for that and the adapter to split the cable because it's not a USB on the end. It looks like one. So there's an adapter to wire off one to a wall plug and one to a USB. Plug that up to your Mac, PC, laptop. I believe software is for Mac for it. Lets you download some software, have it do a scan, or it flashes the computer, the not the computer, the camera on it, and it lets you scan. Haven't done one yet, but I was able to view what it was viewing, and it picked me up perfectly. So I've got a little small turntable for small items. So we will test that out, hopefully here soon. Then I've got it. I've got to get some space and read up more onto it. Other stuff we'll probably do is like different filament brands, testing them. And I hope I can do that in the video one so you guys can see what these prints are looking like. And I think what we'll do is like the same print on the same printer, not adjusting anything, just load the printer, print it, take the print off, unload the filament, load a new filament in, and keep going. But that sounds like a pretty cool thing. Just to test out different ones, and also lets me test and see if I'm swapping from Sunlu to something else. But so far, Sunlu is my go-to. Honestly, can't think of anything else. If you guys have any suggestions, I don't know if there's any way you can contact me on here. You might be able to. I don't know. It's something I learn on here. But I am open to ideas and suggestions of what to do on here. One of the big things we will print is the Mandalorian armor, which I've started some. I'm not too far into it. I've only got a helmet. Let's see, the chest piece, and it's all sized to me. I've got one. This would be a thigh piece, one of the thigh pieces, and the that's about it. I have the blaster as well, but I'm going to start that print all over. I found a better file, so I'll keep that one as display. And I got half of the, can't think of what he called it, his rifle. But we're going to scrap that, start over. I found a better file as well. But, yeah. Oh, and other stuff we'll talk about is, like, more, like, different programmings of stuff for the computer. For, like, the stuff, like, I use ArmorSmith to modify my files for cosplay stuff, like my Mando stuff, to resize, or stuff for just slicers, so just uploading stuff to the software to be able to put it to your printer and print. So we'll talk more of those as well. Everyone's got their preference. I feel like I use what is not preferred by a lot of people, but it works for me. So, I think that is it for me on this first episode. We will definitely be making more here soon. I don't know how often. It probably would just be as often as I feel like. I don't know. I know I can create these on my phone as well. This one I'm doing off my computer with a, like, Five Below microphone. So, we'll see how this sounds. I definitely do want to do the video and get a better camera for this computer and figure out on what screen I'm putting it on, but we will figure that out here in the future. So stay tuned. I'll do more podcasts. I'll probably make more YouTube videos on this stuff as we go, along with other stuff I am doing on YouTube. So thanks for listening. I hope I can do more and entertain and help people learn more on printing, as well as hopefully I can learn something new as well. So thanks for watching, and stay tuned for more podcasts.